This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Sheriff's deputies in Tarrant County will continue to flag undocumented people in the local jail for deportation. That's after the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court voted to extend an agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agreement allows local sheriff's deputies to enforce federal immigration laws. KERA's Christopher Connolly was at the county courthouse to follow the debate, and he joins me now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Eric.
This agreement with federal immigration authorities, how does it work?
So immigration enforcement is a federal issue. State and local law enforcement don't enforce immigration laws. That is, unless they have what's called a 287G agreement with ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. 25 local governments in Texas have signed these agreements. And what it means in Tarrant County is that sheriff's deputies who work in the local county jail have been trained to identify people who are likely in the country illegally when they get arrested for a crime and get booked into the jail. Then the undocumented arrestee is given what's called a deportation hold. Essentially, they're flagged for deportation and will be handed over to ICE.
How long has Tarrant County had a 287G agreement?
The agreement was signed in 2017, not too long after Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn took over the department. He had run as a sort of Tea Party conservative and talked tough about immigration, and he pushed for the 287G agreement. At the commissioner's court, Wayborn argued that the agreement improves public safety in Tarrant County by helping deport criminals, but he said the program was pretty limited.
We are not conducting any type of rage or targeting exercises, and we're absolutely not racial profiling. This is something that happens inside the brick and mortar of the jail with Class B misdemeanors and above.
Okay, so tell me about the meeting. What happened?
So the chamber where the commissioner's court has their meeting was totally packed. These meetings don't usually draw a big crowd, but this time there was more than 2 hours of testimony from local residents on the 287G agreements on both sides of it. You saw some real tensions between the supporters and the opponents of the program. And all of this, of course, is coming against the backdrop of a heated national debate about immigration, and immigrant rights activists here in Tarrant County have been campaigning to get the 287G program canceled.
So what did people have to say?
Opponents of the 287G program say that local agencies and local taxpayers should not be expected to do the job of the federal government. And they worried that the program leads to racial profiling. Mindia Whittier from the group United Fort Worth said there wasn't good data to support the claim that the 287G program actually made people safer, that if people were afraid to go to the police because of programs like 287G, it might actually be helping keep criminals on the street.
Have any of you checked with the police departments in Tarrant County to see if they are experiencing a decrease in Latinos reporting crimes? Have you checked with local nonprofits that serve child victims of abuse to see if there has been a decline in Latinx individuals disclosing abuse?
But Sarah Levgold said that she didn't think there should be any debate about the program. She wanted the program to be renewed. She wanted undocumented people deported. She and a lot of supporters of 287G said that it was about the rule of law.
We're breaking down, and there is no reason for that. It's beyond imagination. You guys were elected by American citizen voters because illegals have no standing in our country.
In the end, the court's 3 Republicans voted to keep the agreement, and the 2 Democrats on the court voted against it.
Does Tarrant County have any data to indicate how the 287G program is going?
Well, we don't really have a lot of data about the program, so we don't really know things like which crimes allegedly were committed by people who'd been flagged for deportation in the Tarrant County Jail, or whether they were ultimately convicted of those crimes. That's because the department relies on paper records. So Sheriff Wayborn says it's too labor intensive to manually go through and do a full accounting. Right now, he says there are about 280 people in the jail with ICE detainers, and they were arrested on charges that ranged from misdemeanor offenses like criminal mischief and trespassing up to very serious felonies like sexual assault and homicide. About a quarter were arrested on drug charges.
That's KERA's Christopher Connolly. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.